Joining me in studio is the Can We Talk heat maker and avid biker and hiker, Tevin Campbell. Welcome to RX Radio. How are you feeling today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm feeling great. Good. So for the younger children in the hospital that might not be very familiar with your name, could you please tell us a bit more about yourself?
Well, I always introduce myself to the younger generation by saying that I was Powerline in a Goofy movie. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So if any of you kids have seen a Goofy movie, it was done back in 1996 or something. I was the cartoon dog who Goofy was going to see in concert. So maybe when you were really, really little, you saw the movie. Maybe not. So I was Powerline in a Goofy movie, but that's only one description of what I've done. So I started when I was about 12 years old, working with Quincy Jones and Prince, and then I went off to make about 3 or 4 solo albums, and I was a childhood star. So
wow, you were working with Prince.
Yes,
I did.
That's
amazing.
Yes.
So the Goofy movie, is it the one, Goofy's obviously the father, then he has his son that goes to the school and then he meets his girl that he likes?
Yep.
Okay, that one,
Max,
yeah.
Max, and then he... So there were a couple of Goofy movies, right? I think there was a Goofy movie 2, mm-hmm. but I was a Goofy movie 1. So he's Max and his girlfriend. He's trying to get his girl by going to the concert, Powerline's concert, and he gets on stage with Powerline, and he sings with Powerline and everything. He's trying to get his girlfriend. So
yeah, my favorite part in that movie was when he actually did the performance at the beginning when the principal was giving the speech.
He knows it.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Great.
So as I mentioned before, you love biking and hiking. How did you get into that?
Oh, man. I started hiking when I was probably about 18. Back when I was making records, I had this trainer, and he would take us on these hiking trails. We would go 5:30 in the morning, and it would last to about 7:30, 8. And I just got addicted to it. And so now it's a form of therapy to me. Like, I have to go alone. I can't, because, you know, a lot of people like to go with people and talk. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to do that. I'm sort of like on a mission.
Get in touch with nature.
In touch with nature and breathing and thinking. And it's just beautiful, but mostly to be out in nature. I love it. I love
it. It's actually a pity that you're leaving tomorrow, because, like, if you walked up Lion's Head, it's amazing when the sun sets over there. It's the most beautiful thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have to come back.
Definitely come back. Yeah. So could you tell us a bit more about your music and where your passion came?
Well, I like I said, I started when I was really, really young. But I've always loved to sing. Singing is just my love. I started in the church. I'm from Texas, and I've been singing since I was 3. My mom says I used to run up to the speaker and just sit by the speaker and just literally do whatever came out of the speaker. I used to think Luther Vandross was my father because I used to listen to him so much. Mm-hmm. I've always loved singing. I used to sing for people, and they used to give me a quarter, you know. I mean, so when I started the business, I was just discovered and just thrown into it, and I just continued to sing. I did a lot of love songs when I was young, a lot of songs that were way older than, way more mature than what I should have been doing. Mm-hmm. But today, they mean something to a lot of people. So, it, you know.
So,
but singing is my passion. I love singing.
Yeah. So, what words of encouragement would you give to a child who wants to pursue music?
Ooh, well, you don't know. It's much easier now because of social media. I have to say, you know, you don't really necessarily have to sign to a record company. You can do things independently. You have so many avenues and outlets on social media where you could get your music out there. Do it. Go for it. If it's your passion, don't do it because of money. Don't do it because of fame. Do it because you love it. That's the only way you're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I believe you performed at Grand West.
Ooh. I did.
So
yes.
What was that like?
Oh, it's magical. It's my second show there, or third. I know I did one. I've been here 4 times. I was here when I was a kid. But Friday, oh, man. Was it Saturday? It was Saturday. It was Saturday. It was great. It was magical. Mm-hmm. It was magical. Sold out. It's always a blessing for them to receive me the way that they do. It's really, really great.
So in your short time being here, were you able to see any parts of Cape Town?
No.
No?
I haven't. Nope. Unfortunately, no.
Came for the business. Okay.
I did go out Saturday night, and we kind of partied a little bit.
You have been here at Arctic Stadium for a short while. What are your thoughts about it? That it's a radio station run by and for Georgia.
I think it's great. I just wish that we had more of this in America. There are a lot of kids that need this in America, you know, that are going through
hardships,
yeah, and they need these types of releases. It's mm-hmm. just crazy that someone hasn't thought of about this. It's embarrassing for us. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing. It's this really, really beautiful thing. And I'm going to be following you guys and listening to you guys because it you know, it's joyous.
Well, it's joyous. Guys, if Kevin's got following us, I suggest that you follow us as well. So
I am.
So is there anything else you want to add to the interview?
Oh, I'm really honored to be interviewed by you, sir. And I think it's a great thing that you're doing. I think it's a great thing that young people are doing. And I would love to be a part of it in any way that I can. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.